this whole month has really exploded. There's so much going on. I guess that where we could start is kind of giving a nod to some local Joplin musicians. On November 2nd, Me Like Bees is going to play with Peyton, James, Walk, and Sarah Wood from 7 to 10 p.m. at Wilder's Ballroom at 1208 South Main Street in Joplin. Me Like Bees is a band from Joplin, and they have such a following and tour regularly, and they're excited to be in their hometown again. They've been busy this summer producing new music and touring, so they're excited to bring their high-energy live show home. And they've got tickets on pre-sale, buy one, get one, $17, or you can get tickets for just general admission at $10. Quite an exciting musical event is on November 7th. Pro Musica is going to present the Tesla Quartet with Alex Fitterstein, 7 p.m. at Ozark Christian College Chapel. This is, you know, as with all of the Pro Musica concerts this year, they're kind of celebrating their 40th anniversary, so they're bringing back a lot of their favorites over the years.
Yeah, this one's interesting because they've just released a CD, Tesla Quartet and Fitterstein, playing the exact pieces that they're going to be playing in Joplin on November 7th.
Oh, wow. So you'll get to hear them in live in concert. So they're having that performance on November 7th, and then they're also having a house concert the next night, November 8th at 6:30. You have to contact Pro Musica for information about tickets and registering for that. It's also one of their, I think, their only fundraiser of the year, so they use it kind of as a fundraiser as well. But you get to obviously be in an incredible historic home usually and listen to world-class musicians. So definitely something to keep in mind.
And I wanted to throw in something before we get any further. Coda Concert House has got three world-class blues acts coming in this month.
Yeah, they do. They always have such an interesting variety, but definitely so many great blues musicians. So on November 5th, they'll start out with Tinsley Ellis at the Coda Concert House, 6:30 p.m. He's a brilliant guitar player, I know, and I've watched him on YouTube and such. But it's nothing like going to a live concert. The live concert experience is so much better. So this concert's a minimum donation of $25, and you just reserve through Jeff Morrow at info@codaconcerthouse.com.
Right, and then November 15th, Little Ed and the Blues Imperials.
Mm-hmm.
And on November 30th, a Jimi Hendrix birthday celebration featuring Chris Duarte.
Yeah, I think the Chris Duarte Trio has been in Joplin before, and I think it must have been at the Coda concert.
Very possibly.
I'm excited for that one, too. Yeah. I'm like, that name definitely rings a bell. So there's a lot of jazz and blues opportunities in Joplin this coming month in November. They also have some jazz combos from the Missouri Southern State University group November 14th at Missouri Southern, and then also on November 15th at Gusano's Pizza. And they always ask for reservations for that one just because, you know, space is limited in a restaurant. Also, we've got going on, we're getting ready for the Christmas season, November 20th through the 23rd. They're going to have a Christmas Carol, 7:30 p.m. at Missouri Southern State University's Bud Walton Theater. And this is Charles Dickens' classic Christmas tale, which we hopefully most of us know. It follows Ebenezer Scrooge, and he has a dramatic change after he's visited by three ghosts. Tickets, adults $7, students and seniors $5, and you can always get tickets for Southern Theater students' plays at the door. Okay, let's move into events. Something that is really exciting that's happening for the first time ever is the Joplin Regional Artists Coalition Studio Tours, and this is going to take place both on November 1st and November 2nd. For November 1st, it's going to be happening from 5 to 8 p.m. November 2nd, it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so the Joplin Regional Artists Coalition is a group of regional artists in the Joplin area who band together to empower artists, and they do a lot of exhibits and some professional development series for their artists. But you'll be able to go into the studios of many, I think there's over 15 artist studios on the tour. So you get to see them create their art, you can buy their art, and learn a bit more about where they create. So this is a free tour, but they do have a raffle going on, and if you want to have a chance to win some artwork, you just buy a signature card for $10 and you collect the signatures of the artists on the tour, and you get more and more chances to win raffle items if you get more signatures. So definitely check that out as well. There's a lot of fun art to see. Another thing that we had a last minute entry, okay, and it's something that happens every year. It is the Fall Hip Handmade Market 2019, and this is Saturday, November 16th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. They also have a Hip Handmade Happy Hour the Friday before, and that's more of an evening event from, I think it's 6:30 to 9 at on Friday, November 15th. But the Fall Hip Handmade Market is a place where there's just a lot of makers and artists and crafters selling their creations, and it's a wonderful time to get really unique handmade gifts for the holidays. I always go there and buy a bunch of things for my family members and friends, and they have food, they have coffee as well. Just come and see the creativity that's in this region. Oh, something else that is really interesting that's coming back this year. I think the first time they had this at Missouri Southern State University was last year. But they started the Sherwood Speaker Series, and it's a series of different historic talks. So November 11th, they're going to have the Sherwood Speaker Series, The Civil War from an Osage Wazazi Perspective at 6 p.m. at Missouri Southern State University Corley Auditorium. So the description is, the Civil War remains a defining chapter in our nation's history, and the strategic significance of Southwest Missouri during the conflict cannot be understated. Learn more about Missouri's role in this significant part of American history as Isaiah McCaffrey presents the Civil War from an Osage Wazazi perspective. And so this is free and open to the public, and they're always so insightful, and you get to learn a bit more about this region. Also, on November 18th, there's an interesting event happening at the Joplin Public Library, Victoria Price Author Visit, 6 p.m., so you get to listen to Victoria Price's presentation about Vincent Price, Master of Menace, Lover of Life, in which she discusses her father, Vincent Price, also known as cinema's King of Horror. So you'll discover more about his career, family life, and philosophies of one of cinema's most beloved actors. And then you'll get to meet her, and she has a book that she'll be signing. Also, on November 21st, one of Joplin's favorite events, the 7th Annual Empty Bowls 2019 from 11 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. at Washington Family Hope Center. So this is a wonderful event. They do this around the country at different locations.
We just did it here in Springfield, too, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
I have a variety of handmade bowls that I've collected over the years going to these. So you basically pick out your specific bowl from usually local artists that create all of these homemade bowls, and you get to keep it with your donation of $20, and then you get to fill that bowl with soup from one of our local restaurants. They have a variety of different restaurants that participate, and then you just eat your soup, and you take your bowl with you, and you get to feel good because this event is helping to eliminate hunger in our area. So I always love going to that one. Some exciting exhibits that are going on. One would be Body Languages by Connie Miller. This is November 1st to the 30th, and it's actually inside the Joplin Area Chamber of Commerce. Connie has such a unique way of depicting people. In this exhibit, she kind of is posing the question, what can you discern about someone's attitude without the help of their facial expressions? So she has a bunch of paintings with faceless subjects, and so you get to kind of figure out through their body language what mood they're in. So her paintings are always very vibrant and colorful acrylic work. So come and take a look at that. And then Stiva Center for the Arts, October 12th through December 14th. And they've got the 72nd membership show going on still. And this is just an amazing exhibit. I had a chance to go take a look at the work, but there's artwork from almost 100 different local artists that's on display. Many are for sale. They're all Stiva members, so take a look at that. It's always free and open to the public, but obviously donations are appreciated. In the regional gallery, they have Catherine Kirkland, What's the Point? And her work is amazing. It's so colorful, so vibrant, using the technique of pointillism in her painting. So she has very bright and colorful works, and they're made up of tiny little dots. You'll even get to try out your own technique at Pointillism on November 2nd at Spiva. They're going to be having a Making Art with Dots class from 1 to 3 p.m., and you'll learn how Catherine Kirkland makes her pieces that are currently on exhibit in the Regional Gallery. So you'll get to tour that exhibit, learn from it, and then maybe make your own piece of art, and that's $25. So on November 22nd, you can kind of zen out at April's Art House, and you can do your own stone mandala painting from 6 to 8 p.m. You can relax and unwind while you meditate and paint your own stone mandala with Terry Diggs. And this is $25 per person, and April's Art House is located at 5245 Old Highway 71. So I believe it's still in Joplin, but it's kind of a little bit outside of the normal city limits. And she has a beautiful art space out there surrounded by nature. So it's fun to visit out there and create as well.
Well, that's just some of the things that are going on in the city of Joplin and its environs through the month of November. Visit Connect2Culture, that's connect2culture.org, and find this complete list. Or you can call them at 417-625-6683 if you want more information about any of these things. But this list of arts, culture, and entertainment in Joplin that is on the website has links to the web pages and Facebook pages and so on of all of these organizations and individuals, as well as phone numbers for contact information. So it's all there.
Mm-hmm. It is. It's all there. Easy to find out what's going on and to take part.